From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. And absolutely, we love and revere the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. The checks and balances are not only vertical, but they're horizontal as well, ladies and gentlemen. Study the supreme law of the land and know the checks and balances are absolutely your friend when it comes to restoring the sacred cause and quest of liberty. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about Brigham Young University student Matt Eastman came out as being gay in his, commencement speech? Yeah. KUTV says Eastman's speech was reviewed and approved by Brigham Young University officials. He sent it to the dean's department and they said, go for it. Speak out. Enjoy yourself, buddy. KUTV noted, though, that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints teaches that having same-sex attraction is not a sin, but acting on those feelings is a sin. Brigham Young University's honor code does not ban gay students, but does prohibit homosexual behavior and all forms of intimacy outside of marriage. We talked about the Rugby Association reprimands Christian for believing in traditional marriage, but ignores the player who attacks the Bible. Roy Moore's going to appear in federal court. He wants suit against Sacha Baron to stay in D.C., but he lost that one. They're moving it to New York. We talked about Rick Korber, personal friend, getting attacked by the feds for securities and issues. They've literally double, quadruple, whatever jeopardy this guy. It's a tragedy, to say the least. We talked about Larry Klayman says Fox News Judge Napolitano is not your friend. Again, I think that's a sad battle we don't need to have. We talked about Utah beekeepers in the Olympic state of Utah and how we shouldn't just kill the swarms of bees. We need them. But at the same time, people are deceptively believing that humans are the problem on the planet. Everything bad is human involvement. It isn't true, folks. We also talked about the American founders on National Day of Prayer. Chuck Norris reminds people why this nation depends on an almighty deity. We talked about this Thursday. What would that be? Tomorrow, May the 2nd, is the 67th National Annual Day of Prayer. The theme is love one another, which couldn't be a better one in current times. We need to be kind to one another, pray for one another, work together, stand boldly, politely for what we believe in, agree to disagree agreeably. We got a lot of work to do to be civil, but yet stand for our values in the culture war. It is a tall order, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Who more up to the task than the children of God that we are sent to this earth for this specific battle, huh? We talked about a new Gallup poll. Sad to say, church membership in the United States is plummeting over the past 20 years. Dropped from about 70% to about 50% and going down fast. Why? A lot of reasons, folks, but Satan is raging in the hearts of men, and we need to stand with Christ. It is the epic battle. The war that was waged in heaven continues on earth. Where do you stand in that battle, I ask? And invite you to join us, the disciples, the followers of Christ. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, still available at libertyroundtable.com. Brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, go to localhoneyman.com or call 801-669-2211 or email kurt@libertyroundtable.com. That's C-U-R-T @libertyroundtable.com, localhoneyman.com. Second hour, we talked about Jerome Corsi doubling down, saying the Mueller team tried to pressure me to plead guilty. They say they're going to put you in prison for the rest of your life with these out-of-control, in-your-face intimidation tactics. Wow. We talked about education for the second hour yesterday, big time. We talked about this incredible Khan Academy. Understand Khan is K-A-H-N or K-H-A-N. Sorry, K-H-A-N, Khan Academy, launches free early learning educational app for toddlers. Pretty cool stuff. Khan Academy founder announces common sense mastery learning features. They con do it is the kind of joke or the slogan they have. It's not a joke. It's serious, but it's kind of a cool slogan. K-H-A-N, Khan Academy. We talked about the flipped classroom for improved learning quite a bit as well. And we talked about the United States, $72 trillion in debt. Explosion on every societal level. We talked about $220,000 in debt for every man, woman, and child. It is out of control and getting worse. Judge halts Trump's plan to cut off Planned Parenthood subsidies. This is where Donald does a great job. The media doesn't tell you about it. And then, hey, the courts just shut him down on every turn. Nicole Kidman shrugs off being teased by friends for her Christian faith. There's no doubt Christians are being prosecuted. She's kind about it. But the reality is, it is getting rather in your face, folks, and it'll get worse. I pray it doesn't, but predict it will. UCLA hosts or posts a poll. UCLA hosts a pole dancing class for students. We did a story about a poll that I got mixed up on here. UCLA hosts pole dancing class for students. So see, everything immoral promoted big time with your tax dollars, from Planned Parenthood's promotion of pro-death to pole dancing in the government schools. I mean, it's out of control, folks. Got to pray. Got to stand in the gap. Got to challenge the status quo. Got to remain kind, but bold, noble, and independent in the culture war, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Our goal to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. And that's a recap of yesterday's show. Still available online at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
On deck in Congress, H.R. 5. They call it the Equality Act. Kurt, what do you know about it, sir?
Well, not that much. I was just reading a little bit about it, doesn't seem like Equality Act would be a good name for it.
Well, it's a great name if your goal is to deceive, Kurt. It's kind of like the Patriot Act and every other thing they put together. Pro-choice. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's a perfect name if your goal is dishonesty and immorality and a sinister agenda. Right?
Well, yeah, okay. So it is a good name.
Well, yeah. Only if that's your goal. For you and I, it's a deceptive as all get out name, right?
Yep.
I'm just pointing out they do this all the time. They're great at slogans, great at their manipulative terms to make you feel good about. I mean, are you against the Patriot Act? Are you? I mean, you're not pro-choice. What? You're not for the Equality Act? I mean, come on. See, that's how they lie and deceive and manipulate the truth with these, you know, one or two word sound bites that are very dishonest, Kurt. That's what's going on with this one.
Yep, good point. And it looks like our buddy, Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, right in the middle of this, as usual. Headline reads, "A Dangerous Attack on Religious Freedom and Free Speech. The Equality Act is about coercion." I guess Dr. Dobson says Dems equality bill targets Christians. It's H.R. 5, as you mentioned, a bill that pushes the LGBT agenda on all people and targets Christianity in every area of life, including the church. They say there will be an increase of instances where Christians and others are being punished unless they violate their beliefs in order to comply with such a law. And that's just the beginning of unconstitutional chaos in America.
And I pray that's wrong, but I predict that's right when James Dobson, of all people, says, hey, the Dems equality bill targets Christians. He's spot on that reality. The Equality Act is about coercion, says Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. It's a dangerous attack on religious freedom and free speech, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. H.R. 5 is a bill.
Go ahead. They say this bill destroys bathroom. Oh, boy, Siri's waking up early. They say this bill destroys bathroom privacy. It would welcome both genders into every bathroom in America. It even criminalizes those who share their own story of finding freedom in Christ from homosexuality in a book or speaking engagement. This bill literally sets the stage for banning the Bible, which offers, you've been mentioning this is coming for a long time, which offers the power to free those wanting to turn away from homosexual conduct. And there's no religious exemption to this bill.
What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, it sure looks like what you've been warning for a long time is on its way. Now, what I want to ask you is, do you think this thing has a chance to pass?
Do I think it'll pass?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what we do, sir. That's the reason that I'm spending so much time on this. I know people are just like, Sam, what are you just obsessed with this for? Because on all fronts, they're literally speaking to 10,000 plus members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints celebrating the gay and lesbian agenda in one of the most conservative states, one of the most conservative counties, and one of the most conservative churches in the world. At the same time, in Congress, they're pushing a bill that I don't know if anybody knows about, H.R. 5, the Equality Act. These people are going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. Beware.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, H.R. 5, they're calling it the Equality Act. Liberty Counsel speaking out about it. It's about coercion. James Dobson speaking out. Dems equality bill targets Christians. Where is it in the legislature, Kurt? While Kurt checks that out, I'm telling you it's a dangerous attack on religious freedom and free speech, folks. H.R. 5 is a bill that pushes the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda down everybody's throats. It destroys bathroom privacy. It would welcome both genders into every bathroom in America. Yeah, you would say, well, not my private bathroom. Okay, good luck with that. Criminalizes those who share their own story of finding freedom in Christ from homosexuality. If you do that in a book or a speaking engagement or tell your own personal story, hey, this sets the stage for banning the Bible, folks. Sets the stage for saying you can't say those kind of things. There is no religious exemption from the bill, folks. This bill demands that every religious adoption agency place innocent children in homes with gay and lesbian leadership, folks. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. If you want to be approved as a foster home, you better go along with this bill. Under H.R. 5, property owners would be forced to accept renters whose actions violate their religious beliefs, including room in your own home, renting out your own home or your vacation home, doesn't matter. Home-based businesses, ladies and gentlemen, would be forced to hire and welcome gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. Doesn't matter if you're trying to raise your own children according to your own religious beliefs. There is no exemption. Churches would be forced to host same-sex ceremonies, folks. You got that? This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Serious business indeed. Churches will lose tax-exempt status for noncompliance. Wow. Colleges will lose accreditation. Yeah, if they don't go along, noncompliance. Noncompliant colleges, ladies and gentlemen, will be ineligible to receive student loans, causing most religious institutions to compromise their core mission or flat out close. If churches or religious organizations take overnight trips, including sports or other issues, they cannot segregate rooms by biological gender. If they do, they'll lose their status. They'll lose their funding. Biological men will have access to bathrooms, showers, and nursing mother rooms at any time and stay as long as they please, folks. Yeah, I know this sounds like psychotic. How can this be true, Sam? I get it. Churches would be forced to hire staff involved in gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender conduct. Even positions of authority in affiliated daycare classes and more. Give them complete access to all children in the restrooms. I kid you not. I know it sounds like Frankensteinian. Is that the word you'd say for it? It's like a Frankenstein bill. Cross-dressers could demand that they be, quote, greeters, ushers, Sunday school teachers, and more in these institutions. What could you do to stop it? There is not a religious exemption. Even the smallest slight would give someone the right to sue the church and say they're bigots. Yeah. If you thought you were turned down for a staff position because you're gay, sue. Yeah. This is crazy town, folks. Kurt, when is this thing coming up? What's the status of it? Where are we at?
According to govtrack.us,
yes, sir.
H.R. 5 was basically sponsored and put forward by a guy named David Cicilline. He's from Rhode Island's 1st Congressional District. He's a Democrat. It was introduced March 13th of this current year. It says this bill is in the first stage of the legislative process, possibly supposed to be before the House Committee on the Judiciary today at 10 a.m. So, you know, in about a half an hour as we speak.
So do you see why I'm bringing it up right now, my friend?
Yes, I do. They say the prognosis for it is a 7% chance of being enacted. That's according to something called Scopus Labs. It's 29 pages long. You can read the full text if you want there. 29 pages. Wow. That gives you that answer.
So maybe. I typed in H.R. 5 and I typed Mike Lee and nothing on it. I type in Rand Paul in H.R. 5. And I'm, struggling. Yeah. Having trouble knowing who stands where, Kurt. I see Colin Core. Yeah. Got to stop it now. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's speaking out against it there, buddy. If they are, I sure can't find it. I'm in the news. I keep my nose to the grindstone every day on the news. I'm watching this bill. I can't find out where people stand. I can't find out where my Utah congressmen or senators stand. What's supposed to happen at 10 o'clock? Is that a committee, right?
The Committee on the Judiciary.
And who's even on that committee, you know? And
I'm looking it up.
Who are the co-sponsors? Who's opposed this thing? But it's been around for, what, a couple of months now, Kurt? For Liberty March Council and 19th. Enough for James Dobson and enough for Sam Bushman and enough for Kurt Crosby and all of us to get relatively caught up on the concerns, on the issues, on the, you know, H.R. 5. Now, I know that Mike Lee and Rand Paul are senators. They're not really H.R., meaning House Resolution. They're not in the House, right?
That's correct.
But, I mean, who's calling out the warning on this besides Liberty Council and James Dobson and Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby? And who else is speaking out about this thing, Kurt?
I don't know, Sam.
I don't see a whole lot of people, man. What if you type in HR 5? Now, I know Google's manipulating the results and such like that, so you got to, you know, put that into the mix.
Yeah, they say that the House Committee on the Judiciary is also called the House Judiciary Committee, Standing Committee of the United States House.
Never mind that the judiciary is supposed to be a different branch there, Kurt. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's what I thought. In this Congress, the chairman of the committee is Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York, and the ranking minority, that means somebody on the Republican side, is Doug Collins of Georgia. So I suppose Doug Collins might have something to say about it.
Well, the Heritage Foundation says the Equality Act is no equality.
There you go.
But all I see really is like GovTrack stuff and a couple of people like me and you speaking out. I don't see really anybody else.
The members of the committee that we might know, Andy Biggs from Arizona is on it. Debbie Lesko is on it from Arizona.
Now, Nancy Pelosi joined the big press conference announcing this with House members and Senate members. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Focus on the family. Says the Equality Act, an assault on freedom, privacy, and safety. Other than that, Kurt, I'm telling you right now, the liberals are doubling down on it, but there's a few Christian organizations speaking out about it. And then as far as I can tell, there's Liberty Roundtable Live speaking out about it. Who else? I'm going to type in HR5 Rush Limbaugh.
Louis Gohmert's on the committee. Jim Jordan's on the committee. It's Matt Gaetz.
HR5 Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. What do you say?
It'll be kind of quiet if you're looking that up, Sam. I don't think those guys are going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But it's just the way that works. Now, some will say it's because it's, you know, not really going anywhere. And others will say,
that's what I heard the conservatives say about gun control, and then we got beat up.
Yep, good point.
And, you know, some could just say, Sam, you're just being extreme on this one, buddy. Maybe so, but I'm telling you right now, it reminds me of the same-sex marriage discussion, Kurt. We thought that we had that stopped. We had the big Prop 8 in California. We pushed. The people didn't want it. The people said, hey, let's not have. The courts just flat-out ignored and overruled, and we were shocked. And then we thought we had it stopped, at least nationwide. And then, boom, overnight, it was a law, and there was a few people that tried to fight it, Kim in Alabama and a few other people. But other than that, hey, it just got slammed down our throats and everybody just capitulated. States all over the country just capitulated to the Fed. Now this is becoming a federal issue. It's being forced into the courts. It's being forced into the legislative bodies. You've even got court committees in Congress violating the checks and balances going on. President's not talking about it neither, is he, Kurt? Is the president warning about this right now on Twitter? What is the Donald talking about on Twitter, huh? I'll check it out and tell you. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of tornadoes tear through the south central United States. At least 25 of them were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas yesterday. There have been no reports of fatalities. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. And this is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. Right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
We told you at the top about dozens of tornadoes touching down in the south yesterday. Well, parts of downtown Davenport, Iowa, are under several feet of water after the Mississippi River breached a temporary levee there. Iowa's mayor is Frank Klipsch, and he says it's going to take some time to recover from this one.
What we're seeing here is a challenge and very devastating for a lot of the people that live and work in this particular area.
He was speaking to NBC News. The ADP National Employment Report is just out, and it shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, far more than analysts estimated, and the most since last July. A total of 223,000 service sector jobs were created. The official government jobs report is due out on Friday. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the ninth Democratic presidential candidate to release his tax returns. He's released 10 years of them today. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so I don't know that we can talk about it a whole lot more than we have. But I'm telling you, when you start criminalizing the stories of those who find freedom from homosexuality, and when there's no religious exemption for this bill, when this bill demands every adoption agency that's religious a place, kids in gay approved or whatever you want to say, promoting or tolerating or accepting or whatever term, it's a problem. When you force property owners to accept renters, when home-based businesses are forced to hire, churches forced to host same-sex ceremonies, lose tax-exempt status for noncompliance, colleges losing accreditation. I mean, this is crazy. You'd be forced to hire staff involved in gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender conduct. Cross-dressers could demand even the smallest slight would give someone the legal right to sue the church. I don't even know how to respond to this more, Kurt. Other than that, maybe we go to better news. Kurt's got how a teacher left the classroom and built a million-dollar education business, huh, Kurt?
Well, it's sort of a story that could have gone with our presentation yesterday last Friday one, but it's just tough to fit all those in.
You know the problem, don't you?
You know, at least for me, what is that?
We had like 2 hours yesterday and 2 hours the previous time, and Kurt gave me like 20 hours of education stories.
Yeah, good point. And I just found it interesting because, occasionally you'll hear somebody that says something like, well, there's no money in education. I've got to go to, some area where I can make a bunch of money. And I found it, this story interesting because it does, against this idea. And, you're seeing more and more new ways of getting education to people. Some for-profit models like this one, and then, of course, some not-for-profits, either by churches or, other institutions like Khan Academy or whatever. Anyway, I found it interesting just to see how this all works. It's a Forbes piece, and Robin D. Schulman is the author, and says, did you know that nearly 1 out of 5 public school teachers hold down a second job during the school year? According to EdWeek, half of teachers with second jobs currently work in a role outside of education. They go on to talk about teachers working 60 hours a week. They take on second gigs, etc. This one, one teacher who took the leap from the classroom to the business world is a lady named Anna Digilio, and she spent 23 years working as a second grade classroom teacher. She realized the power of the internet, and she decided to take on her take a chance on her creative skills. Within a few short years, she built a million-dollar business, and she continues to impact the education ecosystem in all ways. This is just, it's really nothing, I guess you could say, surprising, and yet I believe that the exceptional individual that participates in almost anything with the world of the internet, et cetera, can access, a lot more clients, if you will, Sam.
So what do you think? Is this government school, though?
Well, this lady, she says, I was searching Google for some ideas for my classroom. I came across the site Teachers Pay Teachers. I noticed that teachers were creating lesson plans, activities, and classroom decor resources digitally, and they were selling them to each other through this site. The interviewer asked her, was this a wake-up moment for you? And she said, yes, I was completely inspired by what I saw on this site. I always had a creative edge in my teaching and had been creating lesson plans and resources for my own students for years. What did you do? They said, well, when I realized that I could package my ideas, activities, and resources into a digital PDF that I could sell on the internet, I was hooked.
Karen, is this government school?
Well, I think she's got a bunch of government school clients,
Yeah, but here's my point. She was in government school to start.
Teachers. Right.
And she left the government school, and she's in this thing called business now.
Yeah.
In business, it's true that some of the people that use her stuff work for the government schools, but, don't just say, I'm not going to sell it to you. So I'm telling you that she made the transition from government school to the private sector, which I find delightful. I also find that's where the educational solutions come from. Take note, please.
Good point. Yeah, she says, 2 months after starting to sell my resources, I earned over $1,000. I couldn't believe I was able to take my creativity, passion for teaching and education to help other teachers around the world engage their students. This is what, is shocking to me, Sam, is in the age of the internet and all that kind of stuff, we continue to see the government school systems or the big education industry building the big classrooms and the big buildings and all that kind of stuff, when they ought to embrace the
And this poor teacher taught her whole life that she just has to work for the man, there's no choice in the matter, and she was shocked to realize that I'm actually creative. People actually like my ideas. People actually, this is the master teacher idea coming to pass that I mentioned again. She's going, what? So she's busting outside of this indoctrination that we all get from your government schools, and she moves into the private sector. Now, I'm not against her selling her educational, if the government schools are going to exist, we might as well hope people can come out of it thinking. And the more this lady realizes how capable she is, and the more the private sector is brought to bear in her behalf, the greater chance that other teachers can benefit from the master teacher idea that I bring up and everything else. I'm not interested in denying them access to that, Kurt. Right?
Good point. I mean, yeah,
I'd like
she
them
says
to have access
I
too.
I started to read every book on marketing and growing a business and listen to every company and marketing podcast I could find. She says, I also spent over $40,000 taking online business courses to teach me how to grow and scale my company while making a more significant impact on the world. I mean, she's a learner and a teacher, right? She says, they ask her this question. They said, do you think your background as an educator made a difference? She says, yes, being a teacher at heart, I was still all about the learning. I spent every waking moment creating my resources, reading books, listening to podcasts. Anyway, bottom line is, this is just another example of a lady who, hey, she's tremendous, and she's, maybe number one in her area, and so then she shares her info, and the world gets better because of it, right?
That's what I think, and I think it's really good news.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why we're just on that. Nevertheless, I find it good news, and again, more people getting involved in the solutions, and I like it. So, you know, while the colleges are going to lose accreditation for noncompliance with the, you know, same-sex agenda and the perverted gender discussion, this lady's trying to help people with education. I kind of like that, you know. At least somebody's doing something somewhere. Come on. Let me just give you a little bit of advice. You know how they say don't try this at home? Don't try this at your favorite rapper's home. Either, Kurt. What's this rapper's name?
Let's see.
Bun B?
Rapper. Bun B, is that what you call it?
Bun, B-U-N, space B is what you've got in your headline, Kurt. I don't know who this guy
Let's
is.
See.
You got to tell me who this rapper is, first of all.
Bun B, yeah. Well,
it's not
the
bun,
headline,
it's B-U-N.
Yeah, that's right.
Bun
like a bun
B.
on your hamburger. Hamburger bun. Says
rapper
Bun B. Hamburgers
are going to be outlawed pretty quick, too, buddy.
Yeah, good point. Have to have those politically correct hamburgers.
The Impossible
anyway, rapper,
Burger, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Or what was it called?
It's called the Impossible Burger, my friend.
All right. It's impossible to like that burger. But anyway, rapper Bun B.
You can't even tell
B
the difference. You just don't even know.
Yeah, you can't buy the extra charge. Rapper Bun B shoots alleged home invader holding his wife at gunpoint. You're probably not going to hear much about this story, Sam, simply because a gun was used to
pull it out. My rape me not because I love my wife a lot. Yeah, we could do a rap about that thing, couldn't we, Kurt?
Ooh, good point. Yeah, that's right. And this this guy, I've never heard of rapper Bun B, but anyway, this incident occurred around 5:45 p.m., according to Fox News, police said a female heard a knock at the door, and when she opened the door, she was confronted by a masked individual. It wasn't the Lone Ranger, Sam. It was somebody else.
Yeah, it was the criminal.
That's right.
And I'm glad the criminal got stopped and the good guys got saved this time. That's a heroic story that the mainstream press ought to latch onto, wouldn't you think? I guess they don't have enough room in the editorials. All right, hang tight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Kurt. So this rapper, man, I don't even know who this guy is, but whatever, he's Bun B.
Well, they say he's a staple in the Houston, Texas rap scene.
He must be. I ain't in the rap scene, and I have no idea. But,
right.
Kurt, you need to go ahead and bust out and play a Bun B song for us, Kurt.
Well,
that's
yeah.
What you gotta do. You
and they say he's a...
And just let her rip.
What they call a philanthropist in his own right. But anyway, this thing was 5:45 p.m. His wife heard a knock at the door. When she opened the door, she was confronted by a masked individual who demanded valuables from her. She then offered up her Audi, which was parked in the garage. And while Bun B was upstairs, he hears the commotion and grabs a gun and heads downstairs. KTRK reports that Bun B, he went into the garage and saw the suspect DeMonte Jackson allegedly holding a gun to his wife's head. Bun B then fired several shots and Jackson fled on foot. The Breitbart piece says Jackson later went to a hospital to get treatment for his gunshot wound. He was treated, then released into police custody. So there you go, Sam. Another story of, a gun taking care of business and a good individual taking care of it with it. Mr. Bun B, the rapper from Houston, Texas.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be cool if, like, NBC, CBS, CNN, and all those guys had this on and basically were trying to get, you'd almost say you could
you mean if they just cover it honestly?
Teach people a lesson. Yeah, you could teach
well,
them
no,
how. Look,
Kurt,
look, this gun.
That would only be cool
help.
If you're for less violence and you're for self-defense and you're for protection of women and you're for all those bigoted things, buddy.
Yeah, good point.
Other than that, I don't understand why you'd advocate for that. How are you going to have destruction and hatred and anger and fear and terror through the neighborhoods and destroy the greatest country on the face of the earth with that kind of an attitude?
Yeah, I get your point. Yeah, I can see
that. But
now
you're right, Kurt. If we could not only cover it, but what if we understood the Second Amendment for what it is, a self-defense measure in the first place, an unalienable, God-given right of self-defense and protection, and that ought not be tampered with for anyone. And when people are out of control and the misuse of that, that ought to be the focus. See, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we were just to reboot the discussion with that in mind?
Huh.
I don't know. People that are advocating that belong in Trump's Hall of Fame, don't they, Kurt?
Okay.
What do they call this thing, the Walk of Fame? What the heck is a Hollywood Walk of Fame, Kurt?
Well,
Kurt's rolling down the aisle.
It's where they
with
have
his MAGA
these
hat on.
Stars. Yeah, they put these stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. No, for everybody, you know. I mean, any famous actress or actor. No, I've seen pictures, though. You know, and so apparently, yeah, that's what happened. And I guess President Trump had one because, you know, remember he was a
what do you mean he had
kind
one?
Of a famous.
He attended their Hall of Fame thing? He created his own Hall of Fame?
No.
What are you talking about?
They put a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Some Hollywood types, whoever's in charge of these.
Okay, so there's a Hollywood Walk of Fame. That group, whoever's in charge of that, put who there? Donald?
Yeah, well, along with everybody else.
Donald was there, though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, his picture or his likeness.
Okay,
or
so he wasn't really there, though. This was a mockery. No. This is almost like a Saturday Night Live mockery.
Well, no, they put it like you've got a sidewalk, and so you've got this deal on it, you know, with the star, and so then it says who the star is. Well, in this case, the headline from Breitbart says Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star spray painted with Putin's BITCH, you know, anyway.
Yeah, so the bottom line is it was using the Hollywood Walk of Fame to defame the President of the United States.
Yeah, they put black and white spray paint on there, and the that's what happened now.
Respect for the office of President, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah.
So much for the civility. So much for complaining that Donald always is the one that's the agitator, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And it was also destroyed by a man with a pickaxe back in July of 2018. It's been defaced with swastikas and other racially charged info.
See, and this just seems to be like an engineered agenda from both sides of the aisle. First, the Hollywarps go ballistic in their unhinged way, and then you act like, an unhinged racist is even worse. Whereas I don't know how much of this is even true, but I would say this about it. I reject the Hall of Famers doing this in the first place, or the Walk of Fame folks. I think it mocks the office of the president. I don't think it's very kind or civil. I also reject this extremist that supposedly did this. If it's even a true story, it's probably a Jussie Smollett fiasco false flag scenario. But either way, I reject both sides of this hostile agenda, Kurt.
Yeah, they say the West Hollywood City Council, I guess that's where this is, voted to request the Los Angeles City Council and Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove the star. You know, this star's kind of a problem. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti dismissed the proposal, and he said, we should be focused less on sidewalk problems and more on replacing a Congress that enables him. So, you know, it's just... politics, Sam.
Yeah, because the Congress super goes along with Donald. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, good point.
I just think we ought to start using YouTube to financial blacklist people and stuff, Kurt. I guess YouTube is getting in the middle of this now, blacklisting folks financially. They've been doing this for a while, though, haven't they? That's Google, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Good point. And it's just, I guess you could say more of the same, but, it is interesting to see the way that the headline from Breitbart says financial blacklisting. It's not whitelisting, by the way. YouTube strips ad revenue from Second Amendment activist Antonia Okafor. Have you heard of Antonia Okafor?
No, but I know this, though, because he stands for the God-given inalienable right of self-defense. You got to shut that guy down.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
You know, not only that. I thought this gun stuff was like white extremist founding father-esque nutcases. This Antonio Okafor, is that guy like a total, ripping white dude running around, Kurt?
It's a lady, Sam.
Oh,
and she's a black woman.
Wait a minute now. There.
And it shows her picture with a gun and
a
fancy outfit. I don't know what kind of gun, but she's holding the gun in a fancy outfit.
So she's just chilling with a rape knot, and they're literally taking money away from her because she wants to stop rape and abuse and stuff.
Yeah, they say she's a conservative YouTuber.
Well, I commend this lady, and I think she's right.
Second Amendment activist.
Good for her.
Antonia Okafor reports that her entire channel was stripped of advertising revenue by the Google-owned video platform
after
she uploaded.
I've been warning her for years this is going to happen to everybody, right, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. She uploaded an interview about self-defense with a fellow conservative. YouTube restored advertising to her account after this article published, claiming in a statement, "Sometimes we make the wrong call on content."
Well, so while the black lady with a gun gets shut down by Google, looks like millionaire Bernie Sanders is still chilling with his cash, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Bernie's doing well, I think, you know, even with this.
Headline says millionaire
deal.
Bernie Sanders still gets his, quote, mayoral pension from the 1980s gig. In other words, when he was mayor in 1980s, right?
That's right. You know,
you got a problem with that, Kurt?
It's, well, it just shows you how these insiders, you know, just kind of keep bringing in the cash. You know what I mean?
You got a problem with that, Kurt?
I do.
So do I. Yeah, I have a big problem with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2000s, 10s. You know, we're almost 40 years later. No wonder the government spends so much money. Bernie already has a gig as what? What is he, Kurt, a senator?
Yes, he is.
So how much does the senator make already with all their perks and gigs and everything else? You know, $300,000 a year? $200,000
a
year?
No, it's only $174,000.
Even with all the perks and everything else?
No, no, no.
What about when you write a book and become a millionaire? What about when you go public speaking after the fact and lobby against your own government? And, you know, hey, how much do they really make?
And he gets $5,241 from his serving as mayor of Burlington, Vermont. Well, no, this is the $5,241. I guess it's an annual thing.
Oh, that's
just
not a month.
Like, thanks for serving way back in the 90s, you know. We'll, $5,200, we'll
no problem.
Anyway, the bottom line is he released his tax returns. So, you know, there's a little bit more that you can see. They
call
that
he's just a multi-millionaire.
In the whole,
well, there's nothing wrong with double dipping, Kurt. You get double jeopardy if you do anything wrong. What's wrong with the double? I mean, you know,
good point.
Something's good, that more of it's better, isn't it, Kurt?
Right.
Hey, Betsy DeVos, our prayers are with her. Sad story for her and good news for her, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I didn't know she got injured, Sam. Were you aware of that?
Nope. Of course not.
You know, I guess, you know, she's have been in a wheelchair after breaking her pelvis, you know, she got a hip socket, I guess what they call a hip socket.
Yeah, it was a biking
mishap.
Yeah,
I just wasn't aware of that. She's been recovering in a wheelchair.
Now, they're struggling to call her a bigot now, though, Kurt. That's why they don't want to talk about this story, because it'll lead into the next story. Headline says, DeVos donates her salary to, quote, historically black colleges and six other groups. And they don't want to talk about that because they've been telling you how big of a bigot she is. And so when you find that out. But I got a question. If you donate to historically black-only colleges, is that racism?
You know, I just found it interesting, Sam, because this.
Well, I'm sad for her her pelvis problems.
Yeah.
Our prayers are with her on that. I'm delighted that she donates her salary to these causes. I hope it helps others get an education.
Had you ever heard of that?
No, of course not.
I never had heard that she donated.
Well, where are you
going
to hear that, Kurt?
Well,
unless you listen to Liberty Roundtable Live or a couple of other news services, you won't know for sure. Now, Matt Bevin praises Betsy DeVos's school choice proposal as a gift to states. Now, Matt Bevin's the governor of where, Kurt? Kentucky?
I think he's in Kansas, if I remember
right. Oh, Matt
right.
Bevin's
in
Kansas.
Let's see if I can find it here. You know, but like you say, this was the other day we were looking up all this education stuff, and I was surprised to see that there was some pretty interesting stuff about DeVos.
Yeah, Matt Bevin. What's he governor of?
I'm checking it now. But
Vision for Kentucky.
Is
Kentucky governor, ladies
Kentucky.
And gentlemen.
Kentucky, very good. Sorry. Yeah. Well, it had a K in it.
So anyway, Matt Bevin praises Betsy DeVos' school choice options.
Yeah.
I guess there's
as a gift,
you know, they're working
to the
on
states.
The Education Freedom Scholarship proposals. Education Department memo. Says, I guess Betsy DeVos can what? She can let teachers in the government school get armed, Kurt?
Wow. I mean, Betsy, go Betsy, you know.
Yeah, can they use federal funds to arm teachers is the question. And I guess the answer is they can, Kurt.
Yeah, imagine that. So
you got to dig that. All right, hour one
Betsy's
of the can. Hour two
trouble.
Coming up. Becky Akers with us. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.